When we're talking about the Black Belt Club, understand that if you're a soft stylist, it could be the Black Sash Club. If you're a real traditional school, it could be the Bushido Club. The phraseology is secondary, but for our purposes, I'm going to use Black Belt Club. You adapt it however you like. The Black Belt Club is one of the most misunderstood processes in our industry. It is categorically not a method of selling students belts, particularly black belt. Students don't want the belts given to them. They want to earn them. That's the pride of Black Belt. In fact, the Black Belt Club is the opposite of that. The Black Belt Club is a recognition program within your school that targets students in the first 6 months of their training that says very simply this: when you make the commitment to Black Belt, we, the school, will double our commitment to you. So initially, when you join the school, say you join the school in a 12-month trial program. Trial meaning you're not a Black Belt Club member, you're still in the evaluation phase of your training. You're 3, 4, 5 months into your training. You are allowed, that trial program allows you to come to class twice a week. You pay full retail for your equipment, and you pay full price for all seminars. However, during that period of time, the instructors are evaluating you, and they're educating you on the martial arts. And when you start to realize that the realization of your goals within the martial arts, whatever it is that you're trying to get out of the martial arts, the ultimate realization of that is in earning a black belt, the instructors can then recommend that you become part of the Black Belt Club. And once you become a member of the Black Belt Club, you receive a number of special privileges. One, you can attend class more than twice a week. In fact, we'll have special Black Belt Club classes every week for you. Now, in those classes, we're going to do some advanced techniques. We might have guest instructors come in. We're going to work some of the material that I'm reserving for only the students that are interested in training to that level, who want to earn a black belt. I don't want to waste this stuff on some guy that's going to cut out as soon as baseball season starts. So you see how the Black Belt Club process works? It helps me. I've been training for 20 years. I've been teaching for 20 years, training for 23. I don't want to spend a lot of time working with a student who's only going to be with me until t-ball season starts or soccer season starts. I only want to spend my energies and share that level of knowledge with students that are committed to earning the black belt. So you're going to be able to attend an additional class, and you're going to be able to attend special Black Belt Club events. Also, every seminar that we have that's for the entire school, you will get at least a 20% discount. In the schools that allow it, you'll be able to wear a special uniform. Now, in our case, trial, entry-level trial students, non-Black Belt Club students, wore white uniforms. Black Belt Club students were able to wear a red uniform, and that red uniform meant something. It was like a red Porsche. The students would gain a lot of pride. Their techniques would start to improve because the red uniform draws attention, and when there's attention and a standard raise, the standards are beginning to raise, then we see more conscientious effort about their technique. They'll also get a special Black Belt Club patch, a certificate, a card. They'll be able to get a special belt that has a black stripe down the center. So they may be an orange belt, but the belt will have a black stripe down the center. So it's very clear who in the school has made the commitment to Black Belt. Now, the Black Belt Club seminars that we have, the events we have, are going to be geared to the beginning slash intermediate level. So imagine this: you are a green belt. You've just been inducted into the Black Belt Club. You're able to enjoy these special discounts. You've got a uniform, a new uniform. So you're feeling really excited and rejuvenated about your martial arts experience, and you're starting to think long-term about earning your black belt. What happens then when somebody rings you on the phone and says, "Hey, Joe, you want to go to the movies tonight?" Now you're thinking in your mind, I have a goal now. I'm working towards black belt. I can't go to the movies. I've got to go to class tonight. This is very important. This is where we lose a lot of students. If you have a student that's not committed to black belt, if they're just kind of training class to class, they don't really have a goal in mind, you've not instilled a goal in them, there's no compelling reason to overcome the obstacles that are going to get in front of them as they pursue their black belt or as they pursue their training. So our job as martial arts leaders is to bring these students into the school and then motivate them and educate them on setting black belt as a goal. We can see then our retention is going to increase, the class atmosphere is going to increase and be more exciting, because if I've got 80% of my school committed to black belt, man, I can really do something with those people. Now let's go to work on how that process works.